Alan has joined us.
Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Hello.
Hello.
So, how was it?
How was what?
Your show.
It's tonight.
Oh, has it not gone out yet?
Hasn't gone out yet.
Right,
that's
right.
Why I never heard it.
Yeah.
Sat up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's tonight at 3.
Explain to the nice ladies and gentlemen who may not know about this what your show is, your little show on Radio 1.
It's Radio 1's first ever Welsh language programme, and it's Bethan Elvin and myself. Bethan does the session in Wales, and we present an hour show, and it's about us, really, and it's all through the language of Welsh.
Right, but I don't speak Welsh. So it's not aimed at me.
If you don't speak Welsh, you can either listen to it on air live and try and understand what's going on, or you could go online and listen to it through there, and you can press a little button which will let you see the translation subtitles in English, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's how it works.
Subtitles on the radio.
But I was wondering how this worked. But you have to look at the website.
Yes. So the website will show you a little translation of what we're saying.
Amazing.
It is quite amazing, because I don't really know what I said, so if someone else can make out what I said, that was quite good.
And you and Bethan, you recorded this over the weekend in Cardiff.
We did it on Sunday, yes.
And you had a row just before the show.
Did we?
Well,
I don't think so.
I think so.
Did we?
Well, yeah.
What did we row over?
Because she was pressing the buttons, wasn't she?
And yes, she was.
Yeah, which is why that, you know, she hasn't bothered switching your mic on properly. we've got some clips of the show, and basically she comes on and goes, "Hello, I'm Bethan. Welcome to Radio 1. I do this show, and together with me is Alad."
"That's right. And I work on the Chris Ball show."
Did you have a bin on your head?
I didn't notice that.
Shall we have a listen?
Was I off mic?
Let's have a listen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to One Click Special tonight.
Hello.
It's One Click Cymraeg with me, Bethan Alvin. I present on Radio 1 with Hugh Stevens every Thursday night, just in Wales.
And I'm Alad from The Chris Moore Show.
Hello.
Now, Radio 1's decided to do its first ever Welsh language show.
Brilliant.
It's part of the BBC Voices campaign, showcasing the different voices you can hear around Britain.
Great.
Now, don't worry if you can't understand Welsh. Yeah. A, I won't be making much sense anyway. And B, there will be subtitles. All you need to do is go to the One Click open page at bbc.co.uk/radio1, and you'll be able to see subtitles for the show. Once the page is loaded, you'll see a big start button in the middle. Get ready to click that when we tell you to in a few minutes' time.
Why are you laughing?
Because I just...
Why is that funny?
Because I find the whole thing ludicrous. I'm sorry. You know, I love Radio 1, and I support it, as, you know, to the hill, but just... This whole show is ridiculous.
It's
ludicrous. It's a massive waste of time and money.
It's a very...
It's a show in Welsh that you start in English, and if you don't, it's slightly patronising. Don't worry if you don't understand what we're talking about. The subtitles! What's the point?
It's a very bold statement by BBC Radio 1, which is fantastic to support the Welsh
language.
That's what
Radio Cymru's for? The Welsh-speaking
but
BBC station?
But you can only hear that in Wales. So you're sort of, you know, preaching to the converted type thing. This is fantastic. This gets to the whole UK. And that's really good. In fact, the whole world, because it's online. And on America.
Oh my God, people in America are going to be listening to you going, ba-da-da, radio in.
Actually, that's a very good point.
That'll do amazing stuff.
What time will it be? 3 minus 5 is...
It'll be 3 o'clock.
It's normal 3 o'clock.
It'll be 3 o'clock Eastern time in the States, because we go out the same
time. Of course, yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
Shall we hear a bit more?
If you want.
Okay.
Dwi'n dod o rhaglen Chris Moyles. A mae'r person sy'n cynhyrchu Loves yw Rachel. Hefyd ar y rhaglen mae Comedy Dave, a mae fe'n supportio Everton. Rubbish. Shall stuff for that, old.
See?
What is that?
Hang on. I don't even speak Welsh, but I have to bring you up on certain things. Did I hear Comedy Dave, Everton and rubbish in the same Welsh language sentence?
You may have.
Dwi'n dod o rhaglen Chris Moyles, a mae'r person sy'n cynhyrchu Loves yw Rachel.
What is that? What's that?
You love
Chris,
Rachel?
Chris loves Rachel?
No, it was... It's taken out of context, actually.
Go on.
What was we kind of said that during the show, we might put a few English words in there, so you can make up your own stories. They may not be anything to do with what we're talking about, but you'll make up your own stories.
I don't believe you.
So all I'm saying there is I'm going through the team members and adding a few other little English words to give this effect. Should you be snooping in on me?
Do you say Chris? Do you say the word love and do you say Rachel in there?
Yes, I do.
So what are you saying?
They're disjointed. I'm basically saying I'm on the Chris Moore Show. The producer of that show is Rachel. And I also work with Comedy Dave.
Hang on, why does the word love come in?
I just put it in there in case English people were listening because it sounded more interesting.
Tell the truth.
What, that is the truth, actually.
What, so in Welsh you go, I work on the Chris Moyles show, and the show is also Love, produced by Rachel.
Absolutely. And I did say just
before, are you serious?
I did just
so
say...
So you randomly throw in English word. What's the point? This is ludicrous. Am I the only person who's... This is ridiculous.
Because it was quite funny that if an English person was going to be listening at 3 a.m, that they'd be able to think they know what was going on.
All right, let's see what else goes on.
Hefyd ar y rhaglen, my Comedy Dave, a mae fe'n supportio Everton. Rubbish. Tell stuff for that, old.
Now, actually, genuinely, what I said there was, and then you have Comedy Dave, who supports Everton. Full stop. Rubbish.
And then what do you say at the end? Fine for level.
Rubbish relating to what?
Things like that. That's what I said in Welsh.
Right.
So, so you see.
So you're slagging us off in code.
I'm not slagging you off. What I did do, though, is talk about Welsh culture and the Welsh language.
I'm having too much of a good thing here. Let's wait until Ramble and carry on with this Welsh
okay,
stuff.
Okay, fine.
Wow, what an amazing show this is going to be. Let's not take it too seriously. Right, let's go back to taking the mickey out. We're talking about Alad's new radio show. It's a one-off. It's One Click Welsh, where him and somebody else from Radio 1 speak Welsh for an hour, but the beginning is in English, and the subtitles for those people who don't speak Welsh. Genius! How do you reply to... Well, somebody's emailed in. A few people emailed in, Alad. One of them is proper Welsh. He's called Dafydd.
Dafydd?
Dafydd, it is. Like Dafydd Duck.
Is there two Ds at the end?
Yeah.
That's Dafydd.
Keep your opinion away from the microphone. The Welsh language needs support, and 8 million plus around the world are now hearing you saying it's ridiculous. Please support the Welsh language more. Thank you.
Who's that aimed at?
Me.
Oh.
What's Welsh for shut your face?
Kedigravi. Because I don't think you support Kedigravi. The Welsh language.
Huh?
You support the Welsh language.
Yeah.
I don't think this is Welsh bashing,
I say Borida.
You say Borida and Shemai.
Yeah. Kedigravi.
Kedigravi.
I'd be pleased to know that I have a potential 70 million listeners in the UK by broadcasting in Welsh. There'll be at least 500,000 Welsh speakers who'll be able to understand him.
If they're all up at 3 a.m.
However, Mick has texted in saying more people speak Klingon than Welsh.
That's not true.
Do you have the figures?
I don't have the figures for Klingon, but I know about 500,000 listen can speak Welsh.
Okay, so back to you speaking your Welsh. Okay?
Yes.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Dwi'n dod o'r rhaglen Chris Moyles. Mae'r person sy'n cynhyrchu loves yw Rachel.
Right, so Alan has already explained, he's put the word loves in there for no reason whatsoever. Which surely is, you're just mocking the Welsh people there.
No.
Or the English.
It was supposed to be a bit of fun.
You're not telling the truth. You're not...
I know that's entirely
you
the
are,
truth.
You're lying.
You know this is my humour. You know I would do something stupid like that.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, hefyd ar rhaglen my Comedy Dave, a mae fe'n supportio Everton. Rubbish.
You see, you're lying. You're saying in Welsh that I support Everton, and for some amusing thing, you're saying that they are rubbish.
I'm not saying they are rubbish.
Even though, actually, Wales is full of Evertonians.
Trust stuff for that, old.
If anyone trust your falate.
Hey, falafels.
Stuff vala, which means stuff like that.
Right, so tell us about the great big sing-off.
Well, I had to go away and do a package.
I wish you would.
For the programme. Mm. Bethan said, come back with something, you know, which is kind of good, will represent Wales in a good light, because she's very cool and she
can. Did
came
you go to a leek eating competition?
No, we didn't have time for that one, unfortunately.
Right.
So I went and decided to meet Alad Jones, because I've never met Alad Jones before, and I thought it'd be really cool to be able to interview him and talk to him.
Okay.
And what do you do when you've just met someone who, you know, has haunted you your whole life because of their singing Walk in the Air?
Did you knock him out?
That was option two. Option one was
they had a fight
to show him that I'm actually a better singer than he is, and that because of the fact that, you know, the training that I've had on this show, I could have a sing off with him and win.
Did you sing him off?
I sang him off.
Yeah. Is it right? Is this the clip?
This is, well, there's two clips because we had two songs.
Okay.
But I thought I'll start off on his territory first.
Yep. There we go.
Can cyntaf.
Yep.
Rhaid bod e. Walking in the air.
Uh-huh.
Go.
We're walking in the air, we're floating in the moonlit sky.
See, na, yn barod, mae'n wrong, child. Mae'n rhaid bod e.
We're walking in the air.
Oh, was that any dywedd na hynna fi?
We're walking in the air.
Okay, 1-0, Alad Jones, the singer. I thought I was going to win that, but I didn't.
I have no idea what the hell is going on there.
It's like
all.
A different language.
What the hell is that all about?
Well, basically, I said, right, this is the first song, Walking in the Air, sing a bit, go. And right. he sung his version, which I thought was a bit too low. So I said, no, this is how you should sing it. And I went, hi, thinking, right. ha, got you.
Right.
And then he came back and sang it high
wow,
as well.
This is only on once. This is a one-off.
This is only on once.
They should make this every week.
Although it is on for 7 days online afterwards.
Right, okay.
And then I thought,
yeah,
this is my trick. Onto my territory now. And my song.
It's not Brittany in Welsh, is it?
No, it wasn't Brittany, no. Okay. Pan mae'r dydd yn gwario ar y fore sy'n Cymreig mae'n dydi'r hiraeth a mali sy'n aros o noi mi mae'n ddinas dlws fi'n gallu gweld y môr
oh my god
mae gennyf hiraeth achos dyna'r lle I fi
Hwn yw y ffordd I Aberystwyth
Mae'n
canfod milltir o gartys
Reiddw di o Aberystwyth
A mali sy'n aros I fi
Unfortunately, he jumped in and decided to steal my thunder and sing over me.
I think that's truly specialist.
Thank you, and I thought...
So,
you know,
let me just recap. That's you and the real Alan Jones... And the other Alan Jones
one, yeah.
singing... A parody of Tony Christie, Amarillo, which is Show Me the Way to Aberystwyth, in Welsh.
Translated by my dad, who wrote the lyrics the night before.
Wow.
That's... So thank you, Dad.
And this show is only a one-off. It's not,
I know,
it's
unfortunately...
It's not a six-week commission or...
Not yet.
Right.
I thought maybe that would come later, but...
You should have a word with Ben Cooper and...
Do you think?
Yeah,
if
man.
If we do get a recommission, there'll be Shirley Bassey and Tom Jones next, I think.
Don't bother booking Charlotte Church, she can't speak Welsh.
I'll teach her.
Well, you could teach her, why not?
Neither can Shirley Bassey or Tom Jones, I don't think.
Let's make it... Do you know, you've sold me on it now. I think it should be a six-week show. I really do.
Thank you for your support.
That's brilliant. Well, you know, no worries.
So there you go. And I've even got a couple of Radio 1 DJs to convert to Welsh for me, to do some drops.
So I believe.
And JK and Jules was hilarious.
Hello, JK and Joe Emma.
Green Grando.
A Bethana Khaled.
A Radio Ian.
Can I just say...
Joel barely speaks English.
They went all around the world with their accents. We did Italian, Chinese...
I love the fact that that Joel gets to go, Bethana Khaled, and that's it.
Well, I had to
Hello.
Edit in the...
JK a Joe Emma.
Green Grando.
A Bethana Khaled.
A Radio Ian.
However, the real star of the language...
Bobby and
Nihal. Honest, no. The person who got it right in a one-take wonder...
Yeah.
Was Miss Joe Wiley.
Well, I think this is... I've heard this before the show. I think this is great.
Hello, Joe Wiley Dwi, Hin Granda, Ar Bethana Khaled, Ar Radio Inn.
Wow. And that is very close
good.
To how it should be.
I'm Joe Wiley, I'm a dweeb.
I know, yeah. I'm Joe Wiley.
Hello, Joe Wiley Dwi.
Well, there you go.
So, I am Joe Wiley.
Alright, so what? Hello, Chris Moyles Dwi.
So you say, Chris Moyles Dwi.
Yeah, do we?
Nay, VU Chris Moyles either.
Okay,
fine.
Right.
So she went for do we?
Right, okay.
And I was very impressed.
Hin Granda, Ar Bethana Khaled, Ar Radio Inn.
I get Radio 1 and I get Bethana Khaled.
There we go.
Wow, and this show goes out at 3 o'clock in the early hours of tomorrow morning.
Or online for the next 7 days right. with subtitles.
With well, of course, you know, but I don't think you need them really now.
I need one thing a few actually, Chris.
What?
I need to get a drop a few, is that right?
A jingle off me?
Yeah.
Yep, here we go. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles, and you're listening to...
Sorry, in Welsh.
Oh, sorry.
So, Chris Moyles Dwi.
Hello, Chris Moyles Dwi. And, woo, boyo, you'll be eating your leeks listening to Aladdin and the other woman on Radio Ian.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Anytime, Aladdin.